Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty.
Yes.
Okay, come on. Who's tired?
That's me. I went to bed early, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had energy, so I did a little test. And then I went back to bed, and now I woke up. I shouldn't have gone to bed early.
Yeah, sometimes if I wake up and then I go back to bed, I'm in worse shape than I was before.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a minute here. There. Sorry, you guys. I should have checked with Ruth. Can you see my desktop? No. Now you probably can.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to grab one of these, I think, and... see which day. Healthy Choices Daily WebEx. I'm not going to grab Monday because I don't know what's in there. I'll go to Wednesday. That's the day I'm used to doing, and that's probably the slides I'm the most familiar with. So, good morning, everybody. These should pop up pretty soon. Oh, it says it's recording. I don't want it to record.
It's up.
Anyway, this is Mary Lou. Oh, it says Ruth there, too. I think we're on here twice now. Anyway, I want to welcome all of you to the call. Ruth and I have kind of switched days because I am running out of things to talk about and on Wednesday mornings, and it was causing me a little bit of stress to be trying to think about different things that to talk about each week. And the rest of you people have come up with some absolutely fabulous stuff. So, I don't think I've seen these slides before, but anyway, we all know Neekin's the wellness company that brings us, cleans up our toxins in not only our air and our water, but also in our food by having whole food nutrition. I'm going to have slip. Oh, this is the slide I wanted. And so I've mentioned to Ruth that I think that I would like this constant reminder every single week of what exactly, you know, we started back in January. What is it that we definitely need to be doing on a daily basis? And I don't know about you guys, but I was so faithful for a long time. I was printing these out. I was journaling and all that stuff, and even... Tuesday, the day I'm supposed to be telling y'all that I'm not real good at this anymore, but I am going to print these out because I'm not getting the results that I want, and I honestly think it's because I've gotten lazy. I've gotten a little bit slack in this, and so I think we need to get back to the basics of what this program is all about. How about you guys? You agree?
Right. Explain to us what you mean, though.
I agree.
Okay, well, the basics of, I've got on the slide here what our health style with Neekin is all about. And we need to print these sheets out. Are you all doing that? Am I the only one that isn't? I guess I am. I must be the only person that's not done.
I don't get on that website. So I take it the sheets are like a little daily record or something. I don't even know what it looks like.
Right. And you know what it is, you can get it from Dennis Ruth's website, ybhurton.biz.
Okay,
in her health style tools.
I
believe that's where it is.
As an attachment. Okay, .biz, okay.
It says down, ybhurton.biz, and there's Ruth's presentations, and if you click on that, then this it says health style tools, and if you
click
health style tools, there's about 8 pages on there, I think, but the one you want is the very first page.
Okay.
Print off days of, you know, what we want to be doing.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so now if I can go back to where my slide was.
Mary Lee, do you need to have it on you? On me?
No, I went in and loaded them. I don't even know. I put on Wednesday, so I'm going to be Ruth. I didn't.
So what?
I put on the ones that you had sent out for Wednesday, so I'll be surprised what's in here. I don't know exactly what's in here. But I want to go over the health style with me, Ken, our 10 points a day. That's what I want to talk about this morning. And I had mentioned to Ruth that I thought that it should be mentioned every single Monday because I know myself, I've slipped. So we want to figure out how much water we're supposed to be drinking and mark them off in that little box if we drink all the water that we're supposed to. Now, rule of thumb, we've always said, half your weight in ounces is a good rule of thumb, but Monty pointed out when in the book from Dr. Fife, I know when I went back and looked, because I'm living in a very hot climate, and a lot of you are right now, we should all be drinking, I think it was at least 2 quarts of water. But if you're in a hot climate, you should add another quart just for that. We should be drinking 3 quarts of water a day. Now, 3 quarts is how much? 96 ounces? I believe, yeah. And so I know that my glass holds 16 ounces, and I just put out 6 pennies on the counter, and each time that I fill that glass, I slide a penny over. And actually, I think I've got 8 pennies out there. I must have decided I needed more probably because I'm out there outside in this heat. But figure out how much water you should be drinking, and then find a way to measure it. And I know Karen has a cup, and she knows how many she's supposed to drink a day. And the water is probably, water is probably the most important thing for us. And that's our PIMED water.
Yeah, and the reason, Mary, if you don't mind me speaking up,
I don't mind.
The water is so important is that we don't realize if we don't drink that 2.4 or something, if we don't drink that amount of water, what happens just in a normal situation, our body loses because of the skin, the urine, the fecal, the lungs, everything else that we do, that if we don't drink more than that, we're basically going into dehydration mode. And dehydration mode, because you don't replace the amount of liquid that you're putting into your body, that you might not, you must say you might drink just basically 1.9 quarts of water. The whole point of it is that dehydration accumulates as it goes on. So if our body doesn't get the proper amount of water that we automatically lose every day, then we start to become a little more dehydrated. And then the next day we're a little bit dehydrated. So that's why we have to drink a minimum of that, let's assume 2 quarts a day. I don't have the exact figure here in front of me. If we don't drink anything more than that, we're not really hydrating our body the way that it needs to be hydrated.
That's absolutely right, and I found it right in the book while you were talking. Thank you very much, Monty. Sedentary, somebody, an adult who just isn't very active, loses 2.4 quarts of water a day, and in hot weather, the loss is 3.5 quarts a day. And with prolonged heavy exercise, the loss is 7 quarts. I'm not that active, but I guess that's why I put a couple of extra pennies there. So you can see that in warm weather, or if you're physically active, you have to significantly increase your water intake to compensate for that water loss. If you exercise and perspire heavily, you may need to double the recommended daily allowance of water. I know I've not been getting enough water. The first day, oh my goodness, the first day that I did the 8 pennies out there, I could definitely, I noticed a huge difference that very first day. So basically a good share of us are dehydrated. So thank you very much, Monty, for bringing that up. And then our sleep, and we definitely want to get another point. We're shooting for 10 points a day for a perfect day for our health style. And sleeping on our NECAN sleep system, getting that great night's sleep, because we know that it's impossible. We've heard enough reports that it's impossible to lose any weight if we're not getting good night's sleep. We spend a third of our life in bed, and so we need to be getting good quality sleep. I always feel that if we're not getting good sleep, then it's just a matter of time, and you know, something else is going to break down. That's the cornerstone. So we get a point for our 8 hour sleep on our 6 to 8 hour sleep on our NECAN sleep system. And exercise. We've talked about this a lot. We should be exercising 30 minutes minimum a day, and it should be consistent. We should do a little bit every single day, and we can break it out in increments. I know Ruth likes to do a little bit of exercise before she eats, a little bit of exercise. Did you stop that before bed, Ruth? I know she had talked about stopping that.
Sorry, I was muted.
Oh, that's okay. Are you still doing
My bedtime one is more consistent than the others.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I feel like if I don't exercise before I go to bed, if I have been really good at staying on everything, and I'm trying to lose a teeny bit, then I gain overnight.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, okay.
It usually happens.
Wow.
So most of sometimes my other ones are just out, really. I would do a lot of heavy-duty garden work these days.
Right.
And so sometimes that's what the other exercise is. I don't do the trampoline as much during the day as I do just before bed.
And, you know, that's a very, very good point that you made there, that, you know, working out there in the garden, that's great exercise. All that bending and stooping and pulling and you know, that's very good exercise, working out in the garden. So, and I'm sure you're out there for more than 30 minutes, too, so.
This is true. I don't like to tell about this very much, but speaking of dehydration, and exercising, so I get out there and I stay out there until, oh well, I don't have to eat. I'll eat some raspberries. I'll eat some of these peas. And I didn't take, I should have brought a water bottle, but I didn't. And I didn't want to drink out of the hose. So I didn't come in until too late, and I felt really tired, and I drank when I came in, but then very soon, just before I was about to drink my shake, I started in with one of those ocular migraine things where I have zigzags in front of my eyes. I know I had nothing bad to eat. Well, I have raspberries and peas.
Right.
Maybe a little broccoli. Only, you know, six of the raspberries are almost gone, so it wasn't that. So it had to be dehydration.
There you go.
Very real to me, a very real subject to me today.
Okay. All right. So water is really that. Anytime we have any ache or discomfort or headache or anything, we should have some water. And that's the first thing they'll do to you if you end up at the hospital too. Is they, you know, everybody gets dehydrated. I remember a gal over in Yakima, a school teacher that took her water system to school in the classroom. And it always stuck in my head, this little boy in her class come up to her at recess time and said he had a headache, had a really bad headache. And she asked him how much, if he'd had any water. They all had their own little bottle, too. And he hadn't had any water, and he went over and had some water. I guess it was lunchtime. And funny thing was, she just kind of watched. You know, kids, they'll forget. A few minutes later, after he'd had his water, he went outside and he was playing. And when they came back in, she asked him how he felt. And he kind of looked at her like, you know, he'd forgotten all about it. So the headache was gone. So I've always remembered that. We need to increase, you know, get the kids drinking it too. So
And that's a truth in terms of dehydration and headaches that you maybe know from another angle, which is if you are drinking alcohol in the morning, you have headaches, people get headaches, because they're actually dehydrated, and you cannot get a headache. I don't drink, but if you I'm sure you guys know, have friends that do or whatever. If you drink an equal amount of water for every amount of alcohol you drink, you do not get a headache. You do not get the hangover. And it's because water is used in the metabolism of alcohol, and you get dehydrated.
Wow. Okay. And so, yeah, water is there for metabolizing everything, isn't it?
Right, right. But in order to break the alcohol down into sugar, you need hydrogen and oxygen. And so, I mean, you know, you need that. So
wow.
Your body takes it out of its bloodstream and out of its tissues. And, you know, in order, you know, your liver is trying to get rid of this alcohol.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't drink much either. So that's good information. Then our nutritionals, and we get a point. Okay, so we've got a point for all of our water. We get a point for our sleep. We get a point for our exercise, and then we get a point for our nutritionals. And some of the suggestions up here are our digestion, 4-20, and our liver support. We've talked a lot about our liver support, our body balance, and which we make our smoothies with, or we put it on our chopped up apples and carry it around in our baggie with cinnamon and apples. That's a wonderful, wonderful snack, kind of like apple pie over here because it doesn't stay cold. And then our mega dailies, our Jade Greenzyme, Siaga, Progesterol, Lactoferrin Gold, which is, we need that for being able to absorb all of the good food and everything that we're eating. And our OsteoDance, Immunity, Mental Clarity, anything there, all those things there that are necessary for our health. And then journaling, and Joan, you've talked about how important journaling is, and what we eat. You know, what I do is I haven't been doing it faithfully lately, but when I was printing these out, I would kind of keep track on the front. These boxes were big enough for me to write what I had to eat, and then on the back, I would just write how I felt. I'd just flip this sheet over. I had different, you know, broke down by different days. If I noticed something different, I was tired after I ate or anything like that, I could go back to what it was that I had had that made me feel that. You know, I could kind of figure out what it was that I had done that made me tired or made me maybe achy. And so that's the part of listening to our body that we're hoping that we all are learning to do on this call.
Mary Lou?
Yes?
You know, I am the world's worst example of journaling. I don't like to do it. I resist it big time. But, you know, I had a very interesting experience a couple of weeks ago. I went to a naturopath to see if she could find out some of my situation that would help me, and You know, one of the first things she told me I had to do was to journal. And she told me, she says, I want you to write down everything that you've eaten and how did you feel. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this does sound familiar. But anyway, the situation with Clyde, I have to admit that I have not taken serious. Well, it's not that I haven't taken it seriously, but I haven't followed through with what she was asking me to do. But you know what? I think this call today is going to shake me loose. Thank you.
Oh, well, good. And, you know, I've been on, you guys have heard me talk, I've been on a lot of different dieting programs throughout the year. And, boy, that was one thing. I mean, I would report in once a day. I paid lots of money to go report in, and they wanted to look at my journal. So it is important. How are we going to know what's making the difference in our body if we're not journaling? So, Karen, I'm glad you brought that up, because now I'm going to do even a better job of that than I have been. Okay, there's a lot of programs out there right now people are doing having two shakes a day. They're getting great results. And, you know, we started thinking about doing two shakes a day. And is anybody on the call doing that? Anybody that's wanting to lose weight? There have been a couple of days that we've done two shakes a day, but for the most part, we've just been doing one. Anybody else? Is anybody doing two shakes a day?
Well, when I was on Target and doing all the things I needed to do, I was doing two shakes a day, and I was consistently pulling off the pounds. So I know that that is a very valuable routine to be in.
Okay, good.
I have a question. When we mix up the shakes that we have, do they come out as being alkaline or acid, do you know?
Thanks, Steve. Ruth, maybe you can back me up on that, but it depends, too, on our chart here, what it is that we're adding into our shake. Now, we only use one scoop each. Larry and I use one scoop each for our shake, so then we can add lots of, you know, some other things in there, like we drink, you know, we put in the Pi Mag water and we put in a bit of coconut milk and or almond milk or whatever, and then we've been putting in kale. Finally did kale. I made my green smoothie with real ruffly kale. That was the only thing I could find in the store. I hope that was the right one, Ruth. But and then we've been putting in our pineapple and, you know, some other things in there. Larry, we wrote it all down, and Larry really puts it together for us. But I feel that I'm having a very good alkaline shake.
Why do you entirely on what you put in it?
Yeah.
But whether you're going to try to get alkaline or whether you're trying to lose weight, you have to look and see what's in it and see. And we use about a scoop and a half of per person of in our drink, just mostly because we like the taste of it. But then you have to be sure and put the right amount of everything else. And the kale, I use is Tuscan. But nutritionally, I don't think that makes it a difference that I know of, or alkalinity-wise.
Why are you using less than three scoops of protein in each shake or in each smoothie?
Because I want to add other things.
One scoop is one block.
Yeah. I mean, if you, and I just like to add the other stuff to it. Sometimes we'll put two apiece, but for the most part, it's usually one. It just seems very satisfying, and
It works for us. I can't get the slides to change anyway. I've got
I'll come down and I'll come help you. I'm not right there, but you can. If you can give the ball when I left, I couldn't get them to do anything because I didn't have the ball. Once I gave it away, I couldn't get it back.
I forget how to give you the ball. Which one are you?
You have it.
Well, Ruth, I came in here twice this morning, so.
I really apologize. I just overslept. I ate way too much last night, and it really made a difference. We went to Paul and Jamel's anniversary party.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't came wrong, but I did eat too much and too late. So I was awake all night.
Oh. Well, anyway, I think I'm open on the WebEx a couple of different times, so. And I think that's why I can't get my slides to move. But anyway, it's almost time up anyway. But what we want to do is we want to eat 3 balanced meals a day, and we want to stay more, you know, we want to balance our alkaline, make sure that we're eating more in a more alkaline diet. And if we want to, now it says I'm the presenter. If we want to lose weight, we may want to have 2 of those shakes a day. Now, see, Karen, I might have my shake with only, you know, the one scoop each for me and Larry in there, but then I'm also putting that on my apples for my snacks, and you know, I'm getting more throughout the day too. That's mainly my snack is apple with powder and cinnamon on it. Pardon me?
If one scoop of protein powder is equal to one block, are we not supposed to have 3 blocks in a meal?
Yes, we are. But you see, then I check the protein in whatever else I'm adding, my almond milk or my coconut milk, whatever it is.
Okay, but at some point we're going to have to do a little confession, which is usually the reason we eat less and less protein and less in the morning is that we're planning on having that piece of chocolate cake. Now, that piece of chocolate cake may be a dessert instead, you know, a healthy, you know, a banana and an apple, okay? But really, really in the end, come on, guys, in the end, it's the number of calories you eat. And if you're eating, protein is more satisfying longer than sugars are. And we can easily get ourselves in a situation where volume-wise, you know, and energy-wise, we seem to be equal, you know, but we're not losing weight or we're gaining weight. There's so much research out there. Guaranteed, if you're eating heavy in the evening, guaranteed you will gain weight. You will gain weight. You will gain weight. And people just aren't hungry in the morning. You know, well, that's in part because their blood sugars are down low enough so that they're not hungry. Anyway, and they're not too low.
Thank you. Good point.
You know, I have to admit now, I did not count the protein. I very seldom ever use any almond milk or, you know, any of the milks. I usually use the PyMag water. So if I'm doing that, I would think that I would need all 3 of those scoops.
Yes, yes, yes,
well,
you
okay.
will.
So,
and I
well, I'm on target. Okay.
We're also using an egg.
Yeah, and we've always got hard-boiled eggs here.
I use a raw one in a blender.
Okay. Well,
somebody should, you know, that's being faithful and consistent, should really do out. Okay, how much carbs, how much fats, how much protein? Someone should actually do that out, and you do that out once or twice, and you'll know, you know, oh, I'm low on fats. That's why I'm so hungry. You know. What I'm eating. If I don't eat some fats in the evening, you know, with my evening meal, I want to keep eating till I go to sleep, till I go to bed. I eat a little bit of fats, and that's that. I'm trying to switch over to that coconut oil. Eat a little bit of fats, and I'm not, and I don't have that idea, you know, that, I think I'll just go have another one of these.
Mary Lou, this sounds like, you know, we have, Joan doesn't realize we did do that entirely
right.
With the program, and so quite a few of us are familiar with that, but we're not doing that well enough, apparently, because Karen's not on that track either. But this recipe that I have on the screen, or Mary Lou has on the screen right now, I think you have it right, Mary Lou?
First ingredient, pea protein, our body balance, one scoop. It says you can do 1 to 3 scoops. It's up to you, depending on what you put in it. But one scoop gives you 9 grams of protein, and your sweetener is all natural. It's with stevia and brown rice. I mean, it is vegan. It is kosher. It is wonderful. The body balance. And then one scoop of that is 9 carbs. And by the things I'm throwing in mine, I know I'm getting all of my blocks of my carbs, but that's because, you know, I don't want to be bored. and then people with high morning protein requirements add an egg. But like I said, we usually have our egg hard boiled or something, and a tablespoon of ground flaxseed. And this will keep us more alkaline. Now, Ruth, I did send you that green smoothie one. I'm going to break that thing down like Joan suggested, but I'm pretty sure that I was pretty right on. I know I was right on.
Yeah,
as far.
I did it too, and it was.
Okay,
sure.
And I know it was it was right on as far as alkaline went, so.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask you one other question about making our smoothies? It is okay, isn't it, to put the coconut oil into our smoothie?
Ooh, does it get hard?
I put some in, and I didn't notice it getting hard, but I didn't put a lot in. And I just thought, well, you know, I haven't really figured out whether that's the thing to do.
I put the coconut milk in. I use a milk. After I tried putting the coconut oil in my greens on drink, and it turned all clumpy.
Really?
It would be the same with a blender, probably.
Because it's a little hard.
I like the coconut oil, or coconut milk in my. I use like 1/3 of a can. For both Dennis and I, of the milk, and the rest of Pymag.
There is fat, there's coconut oil in the milk. I notice with I use coconut milk in my coffee, and at first I thought, you know, a couple little bugs got into my coffee at the dregs, you know, but there'll be these tiny, tiny little curds-like. Except so I finally put one in my mouth and I realized, oh, this must be the oil that got cold, you know, outside it got cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just take that, like mine, it's liquid all the time because I don't think our house is ever below 76 degrees. And, my coconut oil is liquid all the time, but I wouldn't dump it in my smoothie because I like my smoothie really cold, and I think I know that would harden up my coconut oil. So I think it'd be great, like Joan says, as we're sharing our some of our different recipes too. I know we had a in-home, you know, a wellness party here last week, and I had made a big, huge fruit bowl. We had salad, and then we had a big fruit bowl, and it was mixed fruit, and I went, good Lord, I had so much of it left over, and I just took that and measured it out, you know, with a measuring cup, and put it in baggies in the freezer, so it's all ready, to go now into our smoothies, because it had cantaloupe and grapes and watermelon and all kinds of yummy stuff in there that was very, it was real good on the alkaline side, so.
You know, that reminds me, we always have Sunday dinners together with our kids, and we make great big, huge salads, and yesterday, Cynthia made a huge salad, all from vegetables from her garden, with the exception that she had some mushrooms in it that she'd bought from the store. But, you know, I love to take these leftover vegetables, and I throw them into my smoothie. I just think it's a neat way to not only utilize what you've got and not let it get thrown out, but I just think it's really healthy.
Right. And see, I take that that fruit that we've got all measured out, goes in our smoothie, but then I add my either my spinach or lately it's been kale that we've been putting in there as well. And so anyway, it comes out pretty darn good. Oh, I know, we had pineapple, chopped up pineapple in there too. So, well, we are past time, and so I just would encourage everybody to print out their sheet. It's Monday, and if you haven't printed it out for this week, this would be a good time to go online, get it off of Ruth's site, print it off, and let's really focus on keeping track of what it is we do. And I bet that if we get ourselves up there to where we're getting 10s every day, our perfect 10 day, 9s and 10s, I know that for Mary Lou, that scale will probably start to, the numbers will start going down instead of being stuck. So that's what I would encourage everybody to do. So that'll be a good start for our journaling, and then flip it over if you need to and write down exactly what it was that you had and how you felt. Okay?
Hey, great discussion. I want you to know that doctor is probably going to appreciate you a whole bunch, not counting how I appreciate you.
Okay. Hey, everybody, have a great day. And thanks, Ruth, for saving me there on the slides. I couldn't figure out why they wouldn't move for me.
Okay, well, see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good job, Mary Lou.
Thanks, Ruth. Bye-bye.
Thank you.